Well, this year marks the 10th anniversary of Chicago Gourmet, which has arguably become one of the bigger festivals, if not better festivals, in the Chicago area when it comes to food. The culinary event, it really celebrates high, sort of fine dining. It's a little bit more of your fine dining experience, but it's in Millennium Park. This weekend, it'll mark its 10th anniversary. Adasha Townsend back in studio with us. She is the editor and writer for ChicagosBestRestaurant.com. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks
always
for having
me. Always a pleasure.
You.
We got to do this more often. Okay, so let's talk about Chicago Gourmet, because this has been something that in the last couple of years it's just exploded, but it's celebrating its 10th anniversary. First of all, what is this festival?
It's a festival celebrating the best of Chicago has as far as fine dining, neighborhood dining, but it showcases our best mixologists, sommeliers, chefs, of course, restaurateurs, mm-hmm. everything we have to offer that is the absolute best. I'm not here as a PR person. I'm here as a journalist. And I've seen this thing grow for 10 years.
Right.
And I remember it was like a little struggle food festival in the first year because there was so much booze, but there was not enough food. I remember the lines were so long for food. And now they've really gotten it together. They've got the top-notch chefs and, like I said, mixologists and the restaurateurs on board. We've got internationally known chefs coming to our city.
Absolutely.
We've got nationally known chefs. So it's just great that people are really starting to super recognize that Chicago is a culinary giant.
When I was at I think it was Chicago Gourmet a couple of years ago, Chef Thomas Keller was there. And and I was with my wife and we were like, let's take a picture. And then we took the picture and he was cool with it, but the lighting wasn't right. And I just turned into touch of Chicago tourist. I'm like, all right, more like the Chicago. I was just like, all right, no, a little bit to the light, to the right, to the left, to the right. That's what I was doing with Thomas Keller. So I hope he remembers that.
That's the thing about that festival is that all those chefs, big names, like I said, local and national are there. And they'll take photos with you. They'll hang out with you because they're not in their kitchens. It's a chance to really connect with them.
It's great. It's a great festival. I've been there a couple of years and, you know, they have good. Events all day long, and it also, Adasha, it's interesting because they're in the right place at the right time. Chicago has really sort of cemented its place as sort of the top of the culinary world, mm-hmm. taking on cities like New York or Los Angeles. But I mean, really, to have a festival that celebrates that, I mean, you have the James Beards that are in the spring, but this has become much more of a sort of go-to festival for people who are interested in food, not just the foodies.
Correct. And the fact that this year, since it's the 10th anniversary, they've expanded it. They've gotten even more chefs. They have more days. They've actually added some events that they didn't have before, which I thought was super, super cool. And for example, they have this thing called Pop the Cork. And they've got like Carla Hall, who's going to be there, you know, from The Chew. And who else is there? Art Smith.
Great show.
Jeff Morrow, you know, he was on Food Network.
Yeah, the guy from Subway.
Yes.
The Subway commercials. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
Right. So they've got some really, really cool events. But the thing is that a lot of these events are sold out. Sunday is not sold out, which is good. But Saturday and the weekend tickets, if you do a whole weekend pass, that's gone. And the Hamburger Hop, which I absolutely love, where you just walk around and have
great.
The best gourmets ever. This is Friday, gone. But Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm so late to the game.
Sunday is wide open. Sunday is wide open.
That's opposite mm-hmm. the Bears, though. That's tough.
Oh, I heard the Bears versus the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, but I think the Chicago, they're wavering.
Yeah.
Like, if you were right now wanting to go to the gourmet, and let's say that your spouse was someone who was really into the Bears, this would be the week to convince them, because it's getting to the point where Bears fans are like, what am I watching?
And remember, it is a huge foodie fest. It's not like the Taste of Chicago. This is pretty high end, you know, just like the Aspen Food and Wine Festival is and the New York Festival. So the tickets, you know, they're kind of expensive. But if you're really into food, if you're really into fine dining, if you're into meeting these hot chefs and learning more about wine and cocktail culture, it's definitely the place to be.
You and I both know this because we know enough chefs and I've interviewed enough people, and it's come up a couple of times. These are tough events for chefs. I mean, when you get into the Hamburger Hop and they're working.
Yes.
I mean,
that's a weekend.
Because it's essentially like you have to present or prepare hundreds of hamburgers in your style, and I mean it's hot in the tent, and it's and they're back there getting these things ready, and I've talked to a couple chefs and on and off the record where they're like, these are tough events. I mean, these are not easy. It's not sort of a schmooze, wine and dine kind of event. They're working,
right? Because there are some events that are food focused where, you know, they could just pass it off of like little itty bitty appetizers. But because this is a fine dining Chicago gourmet, every plate has to be perfectly plated. So yeah, this definitely is on a different level. And the same thing for the mixologists, the bartenders, mm-hmm. when they're pouring these cocktails, they have to look perfect and taste perfect because people will judge them.
That's part of it. It is true. And, you know, I always feel weird because I'll run into a chef, you know, like, I think it was last year, maybe it was at the taco thing they had going on a Saturday, and Jimmy Banos Jr. was there. And we know him from being on the show a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I purposely, like, just kind of kept my head down because I'm like, he's busy, right? And he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I know you can't talk. I know that there are like, there's a line of people behind me. And I'm like, I will go as fast as I can. Say, yeah, it's good.
There's always a line.
But I mean, and those chefs, they don't have a lot of time. So yeah, get your FaceTime with these celebrity chefs and move along. I guess that's
one of my favorite events of this one, and it's open on Sunday, but you have to buy the ticketed event. The main event is the Grand Cru, where you get to taste like all of these exclusive wines from and champagnes, and then they have like some top notch chefs who are serving cuisine to match the wines. Like for instance, Ross Mendoza from Boulevard, one of the new restaurants in the West Loop.
Yeah, right.
He's going to be there. And then also Andrew Zimmerman. He owns Sepia. He's got that new restaurant Proxy. So this is a chance to taste some of these new restaurants. If you haven't been to them yet, network with them, trying to find out what they're about, as well as get some of those really good exclusive wine. And it's like a 2-hour event, while Chicago Gourmet is actually going on. You can just slip over there and just get like...
Is that one sold out?
No, not on Sunday. It's just you have to have your Chicago Gourmet ticket, and then that's another price on top of that. But it's so worth it, I'm telling you.
I feel bad because I should go this year. You know, as a 2-time James Beard Award winner, doctor,
yes.
I feel like, you know, I should make my presence felt at all these events.
So especially they see the 10th anniversary.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. So they go, oh, there's Justin. He's won two James Beard Awards, right? I need to get my game up. Yeah, it was a good time. It was a really good time. I'll tell you the story in the next after the break. I'll spend the next 15 minutes just telling my story about winning a James Beard. No, Dasha Townsend in studio with me. She is the editor and writer at ChicagosBestRestaurant.com. We're talking about the Chicago Gourmet, which celebrates its 10th anniversary this weekend. Chicago Gourmet, you can find out all the stuff online. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and let's talk about what are the hot restaurants for the fall.
Right on.
You know, because in the summer we talked and you said you were going to get me into a bunch of these cool patio/rooftop places, which never happened.
You didn't call me.
I mean, I'm on the air Monday through Friday. You know where I'm at. It's easy. I got a call in 312-981-7200. You could have called that number, but you didn't. Dasha Townsend in studio. Stay with us. Sorry about that. Having problems with the headphones, but I'm a professional. I'm back. 312-981-7200. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman, Dasha Townsend in studio. She's the editor and writer at Chicago's Best Restaurant. Joins us all the time to talk about what's happening in the culinary world here in Chicago. We just talked about the 10th anniversary of Chicago Gourmet, the festival that's going to be at Millennium Park and other places this weekend. Let's talk about the fall restaurants, because I know that you've been on our sister station, WGN-TV, talking about what's the hot things. But let's talk about what's happening this fall in Chicago.
Okay. Well, I know we were talking about City House earlier
City Mouse earlier. Yeah,
I haven't been there yet, but I've heard a lot of things about it, and I know that you've been there.
Yeah, I went. It's at the Ace Hotel next to the Google Building on Fulton. Mm-hmm. It's Jason Vincent's place. Giant. I love it. It's great. Great food. Great cocktails. It's in a hotel. And it's a hot little hotel there, and. Maybe it feels a little bit like that. Like I think it's. I really enjoyed it. I had no problems with it whatsoever. But you kind of maybe it's a place that, you know, that attracts the people that are staying at the hotel. But it was. I mean, I went pretty late and it was packed. it was a good time. I had a good time.
I'm hearing really good things about the cocktails there too. Did you get a chance to try the cocktails?
I did. Yeah. And I'm still, I feel like I could still feel it a day and a half later, 2 days later. The cocktails are great. I overindulged.
I'm definitely hearing good things about it. It's on my top
list.
Pete went too.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You got to catch up with us, man. We're all over. Wherever there's cool tech sector, that's where we're at.
It's on my top five list. Also, the Delta. Have you heard about this place yet?
I have not. What do we got?
It is in Wicker Park, and the Delta.
See, that's your vibe. You're Wicker Park. Last time you were talking about Roby House and other places. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So Delta. What's Delta?
Well, now the Delta is owned by one of the guys who owns it, L. Williams. He managed Girl in the Gold, Bangers and Lace, and some other places that are hot spots around town. So he finally decided to branch out on his own. He's originally from Memphis, so that's the Mississippi Delta area. Okay. So he decided to pay homage to the Delta area, which, you know, of course, known for its blues and known for deep Southern fried foods. But he wants to make sure that people know that this is not a Southern restaurant.
Right.
It's Delta food, which means that it encompasses Italian cuisine, Chinese, interestingly enough, also Indian, Native American cuisine.
See, I would just assume a restaurant called Delta that was someone from Memphis would be like, bring on the dry rub.
He does have some barbecue on there. Yeah. He does have some fried chicken. But then there's also tamales, because apparently Mexicans had a big influence on the cuisine in the Mississippi Delta, like at the turn of the 20th century, which I thought was interesting. So there's like about five or six tamales on the menu that are completely made from scratch.
All right.
And the music is very bluesy and gospel
music.
Where
is it at?
It is in Wicker Park on North Avenue. So Wicker Park, Bucktown.
So where on North Avenue? Do you know?
North Avenue.
Because I feel like the only reason I ask is I know the area, and I feel like every time you'll say exactly where it's at, and I go, oh, that other place is gone now? Like, that'll be the backup question, because it
used to be a place that was called the Monarch.
Okay, and, see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and the Monarch, it was about a block and a half west from the Six Corners.
Okay.
Yes.
Monarch.
But it's been a few things, but I think it's going to stay as a Delta for a while because it's got the whole look.
All right. What else you got?
Also, Chaya Chia. Ooh. And that is in Logan Square. Now, this is like a Nepal and Indian cuisine, which you wouldn't think would be in Logan Square. Very hip, very trendy. It's a cafe by day. They have more than 100 different chai teas, one of the most extensive lists in the world. But what really sets them apart, and what's really kind of sexy and mysterious about them, is that they have this hidden secret dining room which seats 100 people, and nobody knows about it. It's the restaurant has been open for about a year, but they just opened this main dining room, which is in the back. You kind of have to know about it, because people know about the front cafe, but they don't know about that dining room, which just opened.
Oh.
And has some authentic food in there.
All right. So that's Logan Square. So we've hit Wicker Park, Logan Square. I'm just trying to think what would naturally be next. Pilsen? You got one for Pilsen?
I do have one for Pilsen, but I just can't remember the name right now. But it's I can't remember the name
No,
right
no,
now.
It's okay. That's okay. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
You put me on the spot.
I know. I was just making a hipster joke.
And Somerset. Somerset is from the guy, the Boca restaurant group.
That's this is the new place on Rush Street.
Yes.
Right in Rush, what do you call it? Viagra Triangle right there.
Yes.
Right?
It used to be where Melvin Bees was. Remember that?
Yeah. It's
in
the place
Cedar
that.
Hotel.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And I was walking past there the other day and I saw the redo of it. And I was like, whoa, because this is a perfect example of how Chicago works, right? In the dining scene. That was as bro of a bar as you could possibly get. I mean, you would go through that area on Rush Street and you go down that and you'd be like, well, there's Rush Street.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just because picnic tables and everybody outside. And it was just like,
yeah,
this was just, that was it. And to see that they're changing that into a hot spot.
Very sophisticated.
Blows
now.
My mind. Yeah.
I think you're going to see the bros, but they'll be dressed up. It still has.
You know, there's going to be one scraggler who's like, yeah, I was just here last year. Coming in with his t-shirt and his shorts.
And that's in the Viceroy Hotel. Somerset is on the first floor of the Viceroy Hotel. American contemporary cuisine.
Yeah.
Lee Wolin, who's a Michelin starred chef.
Yeah.
He's over Boca. He's also over the menu here. And the Boca guys have also opened Devereaux, which is their rooftop bar and restaurant and lounge. And
the same place?
Yes, but it's on the 18th floor, but the Boca guys are over that as well. And when it gets colder, most of the room is outside, and there's like this little pool. It's like this waiting pool, and somebody jumped in this week because it just opened this weekend. And
they already broed it up.
Yes, he jumped in with full clothes in, right? And like, everything.
Let's party! It was funny. We're back.
Seriously.
And then like, no, this is not you guys. No, you can't be here.
When it gets colder, though, yeah. It's a tiny, very intimate bar that's going to be kind of a secretive bar. When everybody else is going to Gibson's and Tavern on Rush and all those little bars around there, you could just sneak up there to the 18th floor and hang out. It has an amazing view of the entire neighborhood.
That area is interesting. You know, like I always think about just from a culinary standpoint, I mean, it has your standards. You just mentioned Tavern on Rush and mm-hmm. Gibson's and places like that. But you've seen with Nico Osteria and this place as well, and Maple and Ash, which is right there. Almost like a new wave.
And
a new
Brasserie.
Yeah. Like a new wave, a new generation of restaurants that are almost competing with the older ones.
And they're doing very well.
Yeah.
Somerset's going to do excellent. It's going to do excellent. Like I said, it's going to be a way more sophisticated clientele than, you know, Melvin B's had back. But Melvin B was, you have to admit, it was fun. It was fun. You just didn't eat the food and go to the bathroom.
Adasha Townsend in studio tonight. She's giving us the recommendations for this fall. I'm definitely going to check that place out. She's an editor-writer at Chicago's Best Restaurant. We're also talking about Chicago Gourmet 10-year anniversary. Hopefully I'll see you out there this weekend. You may have changed my mind. I wasn't planning on going.
You should go.
But maybe I should go. Mm-hmm. I just need to make an appearance. You know, you walk in, they go, oh, there he is.
He shows
and
up.
And then, you know, out the side door. As I'm leaving, I just grab a handful of hamburgers. And I'm out, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Adasha, great to see you.
Thank you so much, Justin.